T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
My microphone's on now.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I just poured my heart out to everybody and they missed it. My microphone was not on. I'll not do it again. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 9/11. It's Friday. Tonight, season opener, Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Going to break that growl record from 1998. 20 years it stood. We're going to break our own damn record.
Oh, yes.
And then tomorrow night, Rise Guys VIP night at Mad World Haunted Attractions. We will be there from 8 until 10 p.m. And there's a great way for you to not only save money, you'll get to go to the meet and greet with us and all the ghouls and goblins and do pictures and everything, but also skip the line and we will go through selected groups.
Mm-hmm.
We will go through the groups or go through the haunted attraction with the groups.
Yes.
It's more than a haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
This thing, you ever see the movie The Village, the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie?
Mm-hmm.
That place is set up like that. It looks like somewhere you... You know how haunted houses, they always look hokey and not... This literally, I bet you if a crew of cops came in from another town and just happened to go down that frontage road and see that, they'd pull over and call somebody.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Looks frightening. It really does.
It does.
You can get your VIP tickets and actually save $15 a ticket by texting TRICK to 72341.
You might have to show up. I believe the thing has expired, but... Come out and see us anyway.
Why has it expired?
I have no idea. I guess because people get paid on Friday. Because a lot of people are trying to buy them right now, but they are being told they cannot.
Well, I would like to get some kind of for sure on that.
Yeah.
This is it's a big weekend.
It is. It is. And I hate to tell you like that, but yeah, last time we mentioned it, some P1s were like, oh man, I'm trying, but it says it's the sale is over. So,
I hate looking like a fool.
Well, I don't think we look like fools. The fact that it expired at, like, Thursday night, you know.
I know, but I said, like, 3 or 4 times this morning to text that and get the thing, and then I'm telling people you can't.
Well, we both did, but it says I can add it to my cart right now.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah, so maybe those people didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
I heard from 2 or 3 different ones, but it says I can add it to my cart and buy it right now, so trick to 72341.
Okay, good.
Or getmyperks.com.
Perfect. Good. Yeah. Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. How are you feeling right now, by the way, Fatboy? Tell the story about you went downstairs looking for something cold to drink, maybe some milk.
Yeah. It's a little bit better now, but I went down to the fridge, tried to find some milk. There was no milk in the fridge, so I tried to get the next closest thing, and it was coffee creamer.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, look, I'm able to buy it right now.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, it still works.
You can also still buy the limited edition Rise Guys purple T-shirts for only $20.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if it might have not worked earlier and then they put it back up so you can still buy them.
Yeah.
Because people were trying. But, yeah, you can go on. I mean, I put 2 in the cart just now and I can check out. So it still works.
Yeah. And with those T-shirts, by the way, we have those back in small through 3X. If you need a 4X, Fatboy, I apologize. They go to 3X only.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell.
No 3XL tees either. I know you like a little gown tail in your T-shirts.
Yeah. Gotta have it.
So keep texting TRICK to 72341 and save you $15 and come out and meet us tomorrow night at Mad World. It's the only one you need to go to. I've been to them all.
Yeah, Mad World
been to them all.
Is the blank.
It is. It's the number one haunt in the whole South and top 10 in the whole country. And you've seen, Paige, I know you were talking about some in Food Network, TLC haunted houses that they go and show. They're all crazy and stuff. Well, they ain't been to Mad World.
Nope. Yeah. They don't know anything.
I almost bought it last year. I was going to call it Matt World, but we didn't think it would work out. Too well. Nobody would come. All right, let's get into some football picking.
Oh, I really don't want to go through this again.
Dun, 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 dun.
So I got to make sure.
Can we not play the football song?
No.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, I'm...
Dun, 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 dun.
I can't. I've been...
There's
see,
been
this
some licensing problems, blah, blah, blah.
You know how that junk works?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier Clemson's on the bye this week, so they'll play NC State next week. Both will be undefeated, but until then, and you can hear that on the planet always every Saturday. Pendleton at Crescent, starting off with a high school game.
You know, I've heard the ESPN radio in the upstate use it. I've heard them use it. So if it needs to be fault, yeah. I'll fight against it.
You want it? I'll play it. But.
If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. How about that? Okay. All right, what's the damn game?
Pendleton at Crescent.
Pendleton at Crescent. All right, Paige. Who Crescent. Would you like in it? Crescent with that one, okay? All right. Then we'll go next to Fat Boy. One of the losers this week.
Who's she pick again?
Crescent.
Okay. Only because that's where my husband went.
You know what? At Liberty, the year I played, we only beat two teams. Pendleton and West Oak beat them at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take Pendleton.
Okay.
Rubbing their face more.
All right.
I too will take Pendleton because I remember last year when this rivalry heated up, Crescent couldn't do anything. And I think Pendleton reigns again. Jim Jack?
Where are they playing?
At Crescent.
I'm still taking Pendleton. They're a better football team. Nothing against Crescent. I know we got a lot of P1s down there. We've had P1s on the coaching staff in the past, but Pendleton has scored a good many points, and they don't give up many points. They play some defense through the Bulldogs of Pendleton.
Plus, guess what? Crescent don't have Sheldon Evans anymore because he's probably like 35 or 36 right now.
That's
true. What is Crescent's mascot? Lions?
Tiger.
Tiger.
Mm. Yeah. It should be whatever the hell's out in the middle of nowhere.
Should be the Moons.
The BFE.
Crescent Moons.
Moving on to college.
Oh, boy.
This is a good game to go to if you're a Gamecock fan. Number 22, Texas A&M at South Carolina. This will be 3:30 on the SEC Network. A&M minus two on the road.
A good P1, Justin Shropshire. I hope I'm saying his name right. I've never communicated with him other than by phone, but Shropshire. He got season tickets. I've been telling him. I was like, hey, I'll go to a game with you. So he texted me the other day, hey, I got Texas A&M tickets.
He must print money.
I was like, well, I'll be dad blame. I got to go to Mad World. He's like, don't worry about it. I got you for the Tennessee game. And I said,
well,
can't make it. Got to go to our Halloween party.
Yep.
God, you're going to be going to Citadel or whatever.
See, this job keeps me from being a good fan. Paige, who do you want?
Gosh, I'm going to take Texas A&M.
You know what? I'm going to take them too.
What?
They'll win by more than two. Yeah, they're better than people. Look, man, they play Clemson and Alabama. They've had a tough stretch.
Clemson barely got out of College Station with a win. Barely.
Yeah, and they had trouble with Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm still going with South Carolina.
Okay.
I don't give a crap.
Well, you did right.
That's right. I won last week.
Yeah.
But that was a pick 'em.
So.
Let's see. Last week, the Gamecocks sucked. The week before that, they were pretty good. The game before that, they sucked. The game before that, they were pretty good.
Every other one.
This one, they're going to suck again. It's not that they're going to suck. It's just Texas A&M's a good bit better than them and will definitely win by more than 2 points.
I'll put you down, Giga Maggie.
22nd place? That's what they're ranking you?
Yeah.
Murderous schedule, though.
Well, we were 24th at the beginning of the season.
Plus, Jimbo Fisher versus Will Muschamp, come on.
Is that a good point?
Not do the top 28. Get South Carolina back in there.
I know, right?
Not after last week.
That Why 25?
Last week, the Gamecocks took a blank kicking.
We'll do a solid 30, top 30.
Didn't they play Kentucky last week?
Yeah.
Or was that week before?
A&M played Kentucky last week.
Okay.
Who are you talking about? South Carolina last week?
They played
week?
Missouri in a pick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was good. So, yeah, they were good last week. So, yeah, they will definitely lose this week. Maybe by 30 points.
You want a side bet on that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
$30? I mean, 30 points? You think Texas A&M will win
I
by?
I would never bet that spread. Vegas is giving 2 points. I'll take the two. I'll
well,
take
no,
minus
you
two.
Said 30, though. You said they'll beat them by 30.
Yeah, I think they'll get blowed out because they were good last week and the week before they got
I'll
blowed out.
I'll even give you 20 points.
I'm going to lock you in minus 30.
I'd be giving you 20 points.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that 20 will lower it to 20.
No, I'm not going to bet that far off Vegas' line.
Not so sure of yourself, are you, Jack?
It's just not prudent to do.
Oh,
wouldn't be prudent.
This one might trip you up. Number 2, Georgia at number 13, LSU. 3:30 CBS. Georgia minus 7.5 on the road.
At LSU.
Yes, sir.
Paige. And we know.
Oh, LSU is ranked 13th. I'll take Georgia.
All right. 3:30 start on CBS.
Yes, sir.
CBS.
man, I think Georgia's rolling now, starting to hit a stride as far as covering goes. I know LSU lost last week and probably pissed, but I think Georgia's starting to click, so I'm going to roll dogs.
I agree with that, too. I think Georgia's on a roll right now, and I think they'll win by 80 points.
85.
Want some of this, Nine?
No, I don't.
80 points.
Well, I'm only going to go with the 7.5 like at the line yet.
That's what makes sense. That's what you should do.
Who you want? Who they? Who that? Whatever it is?
Baton Rouge, tough place to play. Georgia's pretty good, but LSU pretty good, too. Like they did not, they had a down week against Florida, right? They're just not good.
Yeah. Fake Death Valley.
I think Georgia probably win, but I don't think they'll win by a touchdown plus. I'll take LSU to cover.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He's over here by himself. I wrote him down under LSU.
Hey, Jimmy.
He's waving at us.
I think he just enjoyed swimming out in the parking lot last week, and he's hoping maybe this week we'll send him out, you know, horseback riding or something fun.
Adrenaline junkie.
Georgia always, always, always has a letdown game. This would be a prime candidate for that game.
Yeah, you could be right.
When has Georgia not had a letdown game? Not in my lifetime. Not that they're not damn good.
Georgia Tech that time. Behind the
y'all Tech got them a few years ago.
Yeah. That was about the God, man, you might be right.
That was a great Georgia team, and they still stumbled.
Here's a college game many people might not know too much about. Number 15, Wisconsin at number 12, Michigan. 7:30 ABC. Michigan minus 8.5 at home.
When you say many people won't know a lot about this game, are you talking about midgets or many M-A-N-Y?
M-A-N-Y. Usually transplants are the only ones who watch Big Ten football.
Yeah. Well, midgets only watch the ticker on the screen. Paige?
I'll take Michigan.
Michigan. She's going to go blue on that one. Fat boy.
You know what? I'm going to go contrarian, and I'm going to pick Wisconsin. I think they'll cover the 8.5.
I've wrote all my picks down. I ain't changing none of them, no matter what anybody says. I picked Michigan on this one, and I stand by that. I'm not going to say how big they're going to win or blah, 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 but they will win that particular game.
Okay.
Jimmy Jack. Cut them up one time.
Wisconsin to cover, maybe to win.
I like it. You made a hot action.
Yeah.
We're split on that
contrarian
one.
Yeah, you know, Michigan's got Michigan State next week. They're going to be thinking about that. Yep. Wisconsin's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, last,
they both beat the brakes off Nebraska, but everybody does that.
Yeah, man, they're awful. Last college game.
The next pig's can punish me. You have to babysit baby Seance when she's born.
Oh, oh no.
God.
Yeah.
Deal with that woman.
I'm out.
This is a high rivalry game. Number 6, Wofford at Furman. Wofford minus 5.5 on the road. You can watch it at 1 o'clock on the CW 62.
Now, let me embarrass myself before we get to Paige's pick. Is Mike Ayers still the coach at Wofford?
He's not. He retired.
Okay. When did he retire?
Last year, I believe.
Well, I don't feel so bad then. All right, Paige. It's a big rivalry.
I know.
This is the closest we can get to Clemson, South Carolina in the upstate.
I know. In honor of my daddy who played for Furman, I'm going to say F you all the way, baby.
You know, when you get to heaven, Paige, they're all going to say, Paige, you didn't have to pick our teams in some kind of tribute to us every Friday.
I know, but I never get to pick my dad's team, so I got to do it today.
Well, that's right.
You know what? Since they're ranked number 6 and it's only minus 5.5, I'm going to go with Wofford.
Well, as I just said there, I'm close friends with Mike Ayers.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to kind of go that Paige route. You remember my grandpa retired from Furman University, and my aunts, two of them, went there. Mary didn't have the grades. And they went there on a full scholarship, too. People in my family got college scholarships to Furman? What?
My dad, too.
When's my 23andMe coming back? I bet it's going to say you ain't really with the right family. I picked Furman. F you one time, F you two times, F you all the time.
Yes. I'm picking with your hearts.
All right.
It might work out.
Yeah,
I might be kissing another snake.
You never know.
I hope so.
Well, I used to drink with a guy who played on the O-line for Wofford. That's not why I'm picking them. I'm picking them because they're number 6 and they're favored by 5.5.
He ever get married?
I don't know. He moved back to North Carolina.
I loved him.
Poor Raleigh. Great guy.
Can't remember his name.
Stu.
Yes.
Beef Stew.
Yeah. Because
it was S-T-E-W.
Yeah, I remember him.
He looked like Biggie Smalls.
He was sweet.
We got 2 games left, and they're both NFL. Got the Bucs at the Falcons. Jameis Winston's going to start. Falcons minus 3 at home.
Jameis Winston.
Man.
Oh, come
I only
on.
Know one Buccaneers fan in my
him.
Personal life.
I think we all do, bitch.
Yeah, and I hate sitting in the office on Monday when he comes down the hall because if they win or lose, that's all he's going to talk about the whole morning.
Yeah.
And he, you know, oh.
Yeah.
All right, Paige.
I'm going to whisper it, so I'm going to say, the Dirty Birds.
You're going with the Falcons on that
I
one.
Am.
This is in Atlanta, too, right?
It is.
All right. Fatboy.
That Falcons defense is so bad. It's just banged up. I think the Bucks, man. I think they won't have to score a whole lot. They got a better defense. So I'm going to go Bucks.
Sticking to what I said at the beginning, the Falcons, yeah, I mean, who ended up winning the Falcons-Panthers game?
Falcons.
Yeah. Falcons did win that
one.
They play well at home. I feel like it's when they're on the road that they don't do so hot. So I'm going to go Dirty Birds on that one as well. Give me the Falcons. Sorry, Todd. It was Twisted Todd. You know what? When they win, you call him and tell him, good job, Todd. Your Bucks won.
Yeah.
It'll make our Monday a lot nicer.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they did lose two at home, but it was 37-36 and 43-37 to pretty good football teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won an overtime of the Saints.
Yeah.
He gave me sweet shin music.
But the Pittsburgh Steelers are not particularly good, and they beat the damn tar out of the Falcons last week. And the Bucks are coming off a bye, so give me the Bucks.
I will, and I did.
That was a song by Two Live Crew.
It was.
Yeah. Was it?
One more game. The return of number 58.
TD.
Atlanta.
That's him.
Thomas Davis, who lost his dad last Saturday, and his mom's having health issues, too. So I'm sure he's ready to get back to the grind.
I'll tell you something, and I think Jimmy will echo this. One of the nicest NFL players we've ever had the honor of meeting.
Terrifying man, but a gentleman.
So nice. Like, terrifying gentleman. Welcoming. Just, I mean, really.
They could use him.
A close number two was, who was their center?
Ryan Khalil.
Ryan Khalil.
Yeah, Ryan Khalil was
very. He complimented me on my beard. I like him, too. The other one's
Most football players,
Especially that quarterback that writes with a one everywhere on the internet.
Panthers at the Redskins. Skins minus one at home.
Basically a pick 'em.
Now, they just got beat up by the Saints on Monday Night Football.
All right. Paige, Panthers or the Washington Redskins football team?
Give me Sir Purr.
Sir Purr. Fat boy.
Paige picked the mascot.
I did.
Yeah.
I picked the Panthers.
You know what, man? Skins got a pretty good defense with old Dunbar back there, kind of overshadowing Norman. But I think the return of Thomas Davis is going to make a huge impact. So I'm going to Panthers.
He's going to be playing for his daddy's honor. He's going to be playing for his mama, who's probably watching in a hospital bed. He's got a lot. He's not just going to start and not do anything. He's going to go have a hell of a game. Now, I'm a 20th Cherokee. How am I going to pick against the Redskins, right?
Oh,
like I just did. Give me the Panthers.
Uh-oh. Look at you, Lee Corso.
Are you talking about the gray hair?
It's all old flipping your pick on me.
Oh. Hey, you talking about this martini in my hand.
Give me that headdress. Give me that dream catcher. Hand me that spear.
Jimmy.
Man.
Panthers at Redskins, Washington, D.C.
Thomas Davis and the Panthers are now going to make a very deep playoff run.
They actually play in Virginia, don't they?
If you look at this, especially football, when there's a death in the family, of like a team captain, that team is destined for a deep playoff run. So they're absolutely going to shellack the Redskins.
Remember when Reggie White died? Holy moly, the Minister of Defense was on that team times 12 or 11. Is it 11 or 12?
He's the 11 at the time.
It's 11, yeah.
But, yeah,
Woody
Hayes
makes it 12.
So many instances, especially in football, where a team just comes together in light of something like that, and then they just start beating the brakes off people, and I bet they'll do that.
Yeah. A team that stays together, plays together, right, Jim?
Yeah, I think so.
We're good, man. We're all picked up. I'm going to put this in my pickpocket.
pick pocket.
I'll look at it Sunday. Actually, I'll look at it Friday night.
Let me ask you this. Just eyeball it. Is there a possibility of a tie?
I mean, yeah, there always is, but we got two contrarian games right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Matt's
alone. What is the present tense of that? Did they contrary each other? What is that? What is that word?
Contrast?
Yes.
Well, there's two separations. Nine's by himself on LSU. Matt's by himself in South Carolina. Actually, let me do another one. Three. Paige is by herself with Crescent.
Yeah.
Everybody else is split up 2-2.
All right, good. I don't like double punishments. First of all, it takes away from the help that we have to do the bits.
I know.
Secondly, if it's Nine and Fat Boy that go out, Paige is not mean and won't help me come up with mean ideas. It just turns into more work for me.
Normally, we won't have this issue. We would have went to season records. But three of us were tied at like 16 to 16, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. Goodness. All right. Very good. We'll watch all the games. We'll follow this, and then Monday we'll recap and ultimately find out who has to do next week's piggy punny, pigskin punishment. All right. Okay, good. Paige?
Yes, sir.
We'll do some news right after this, and we shall.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
I'll let you choose. First, you want to talk about...
Sexy.
Dirty little secrets, or... Do you want to talk about nasty erotic pleasure?
Nasty erotic pleasure.
All right, I saw the eyebrows.
On the double.
On the double. Well, let's get into this. There's a study out that wanted to find out and clear up some misconception according to your face and the difference between pain and pleasure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about like your O face?
We're talking about your pain face and that O face.
I would probably never find anybody to agree to it, but I want to find a girl when we're doing it to just put the camera on my face. I want to see what my O face looks like because I feel what it looks like, and it's awful.
Show me.
I'm not kidding you. Like,
really?
Might take a minute.
Like this. Right? Oh, you would actually.
No.
You come over. Okay. No, it's like this.
That's pretty good.
Looks like somebody stepped on your toe.
Yeah. That's the way I get off.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is a quite difference between pain and pleasure. In fact,
some people combine the two, which you know, on paper, you're like, no way, don't you spank me. But in the throes of passion.
Big M claws on him.
Pull my hair. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lift your arm up.
Come here. Yeah. Tear my legs off. Well,
scratching and biting, you know, whatever.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Scratching, biting.
So a team of researchers from the UK and Spain, they have evidence showing the contrary to the belief between the orgasm face and the pain face. The difference between the pain face, you're using more muscles in your face. You're using the brow lowerer, cheek raiser, nose wrinkler, upper lip razor, and lip stretcher. So there's more things going on in your face.
They sell lip stretchers down at Adam and Eve.
There's so much more actions going on in your face with pain than there is with your O face. Your face is a little bit more relaxed with the O face. You have the brow razor going on, and your eyes are closed. That's about it. It's brow action. Oh. I don't know what you're really doing with your lips at that time. That it can just be just something that... Your lips are relaxed when you have an orgasm, but when you're in pain, there's a lot, 42 different moving parts in your face when it hurts.
I'd like to see Jim Ross's O-face.
Good God!
It just looks the same.
Really?
Oh, it does.
Yeah. By the way, if you text TRICK to 72341, I have updated the link on that, so now it will send you to getmyperks.com where you can still purchase tickets.
You deserve a percentage of the gate for that, Jim.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that. Don't worry. But yeah, if you were trying earlier and you couldn't get in, you can text TRICK to 72341. You can get your tickets still available from getmyperks.com.
Paige, you like pain? Different styles of pain during the throes of passion? You mentioned
pain.
Pull your hair a lot.
I like my hair pulled in certain things, spanked. Yeah. But I don't want to hurt. Like, I don't want to be spanked really hard.
No, you spank and then rub.
Spank
and rub. Like a fast sting? That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
A little pull of the hair, biting of the neck. But I don't want to hurt.
Put a cigarette out on my forehead.
Where do you want to get spanked?
Where?
Yeah.
Like under here? Like under the breast?
No.
You'd be surprised. People are weird with what they like.
No, I don't want to be pummeled or boxed. So whatever you say, in that
I like a girl
happen.
To take her fingers and just jab them in my eyeballs, like I'm a Three Stooges.
I don't want you to kick me and knock me down. Okay, it's a different thing.
Drop kick you, Liu Kang kick you.
I'll put my hand up so you can't do it.
Just a little.
You'll hit my hand. It'll come over and hit you in the head.
A little smack on the bottom. That's all I need. I don't need anything that's going to hurt.
You like hot grease? You like that?
What are you doing?
Burn your foot.
Planning a cookout.
You're having sex in the backyard.
Well, no. I mean, but people do use a lot of candles and hot wax and stuff, you know?
Yeah. The wax wax is okay.
If somebody on your Facebook sells Scentsy, they're in the hot wax in the bed.
Really?
They won't admit it, but they are, because the husband said, hey, that smells real good and stuff, but come drip it on my nips.
I think anybody who ever felt hot wax on their skin kind of liked it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's nice. Hot. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what they're doing at the time, too. If you're just pouring a candle on me, that's...
Not the whole thing, but it drips. You know. Drips.
Yeah, that's
kind of sexy. Paige had the candle above her head and pouring it all over.
No, not all in your hair, not just the whole thing at once, probably not good.
Just a little tiny bit.
And trails are fine.
Did you fall in the vat at Krispy Kreme? What's wrong with you?
I don't want to burn. It doesn't burn so good.
You know who's not a freak in the room?
Fat Boy.
Absolutely not.
He is wincing about all this talk about hot wax.
I think he's about to mess his pants.
Yeah. I mean, I'm real close.
Oh, the Carolina Reaper.
Man, if you got to run, you
look. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Really?
There he goes. He's got to run to the bathroom. The Carolina
Reaper. He's not looking
good. Take my own chair. I don't trust his right now.
I'm sorry.
No.
Well, it happens. You know, what? Body functions. Pardon?
What?
Like, oh, my God.
I got an odor.
Oh,
I'm glad I'm over here.
I'm
going to
faint.
Paige, have you ever been in a situation where you had to have a safe word? Like a relationship with a guy where he's maybe, you know,
no.
And you're like, oh, okay.
No, but I've been tied up before, and I
you
just,
have.
Yeah.
That's a lot of trust.
I don't like this conversation with this stench in here.
That's why he was wincing like that.
It's
he was smelling himself. Yeah, you got to have a code word or some kind of something.
You know, and I don't want any of the whipping stuff. That's not me, because I don't want to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A nice hand smack.
All hands.
Yeah.
Little swat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I want. Okay. Pretty docile.
What if I lay on my back and use your breasts as speed bags?
No, that's going to hurt.
Yeah. I'm not into that at all.
No, I don't want pain. And I don't want to be bruised when I'm done. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing.
Thank you, Paige.
Well, maybe every now and then.
Every it depends on what we're doing.
Right.
All right, well.
Somebody text in, grab a handful of chest hair and rip a bald spot. You get it,
on
brother.
On me?
No. I think mean on the.
On him.
There's a lot of my hair with it. Maybe that's all
Thank
hair under
much.
There, not boob.
Somebody else texted in Randy Savage Elbow.
I like to put her in the figure four right before I have my own face.
It's like not fun. What are you people doing?
Yeah.
That's too much work if you have to, you know.
I'm over here trying not to pass out.
Be careful, Jim. You're sweating.
Right. It's awful over here, man.
He just ate 5 Carolina Reapers. I'm surprised he isn't having flames cut out of his butt right now.
I know. I'm saying it's rough. I wish he had gone sooner.
We've got
4 more if you want to join him.
I wish he had gone sooner just because, he probably won't make it back before the end of the show now.
No.
You know,
and plus he's depleting
minutes.
The ozone layer.
Yeah.
All that stuff. He did worse to the environment than the Mexico Beach guy yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Oh, boy. Well, let's talk about dirty little secrets. And I have to apologize. I teased you about that. It has nothing to do with dirty secrets and sex.
Oh. Well, we've already sex-talked. Plus, the way it smells in here, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, really. We're just trying to get off that for a couple minutes.
All right. So, we have a study that reveals holiday dirty little secrets. In fact, the way people really are and the way that the holiday affects people's mental state of being.
Yep.
That some people are so messed up in the head that, according to this study, 26% of the people get competitive about giving gifts, and they want to make sure that they give better stuff than their friends and family. Do you know anybody who does that? I have.
Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain family members I can't compete with when it comes to that stuff, for sure. But I wouldn't. I'm not going to. No. Do that on my birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you don't have a competition.
We'll compete and give you the best gift. 45% of these people buy backup gifts in case someone doesn't like what they give them or they have a present that someone they weren't thinking of that they have this gift. And my mom used to do that all the time. She'd buy we got you this. And I'm like, no, you didn't. Don't be so fake.
What, it was something she just took from the house?
It's something that she would buy the extra gifts if another person came over, and she would act like she was so caring.
Oh.
I hope she's not listening.
She's probably not.
No.
After you started talking about liking your hair pulled and stuff.
No,
probably
she,
quit.
She
I can't
out.
Listen to my baby girl talking about all her deviancies.
Oh, mommy. So 36% of the people think it's irritating that some stores are already putting up their holiday decorations, that it kind of turns them off. With Christmas by the time Christmas gets here, you know.
I went looking for Halloween candy yesterday, and I walked into a Christmas and Thanksgiving display. Because really? It's where the Halloween display had been. I'm like, where's all the Halloween stuff's on clearance 2 weeks ahead of time, I guess. I had to go looking for it.
So, and 19% of these people in the study are stressed out just thinking about how Christmas season is coming their way, and they just try to avoid that. Because you know why? Some people, that's the only time they have to see their family, and that's that uncomfortable meal or actually dealing with the problems in their life is only seeing everybody during the holiday season. So then 19% of these people feel guilty about re-gifting, and 65% of them do it anyways.
What's wrong with re-gifting? Nothing. I carry a gift card in my wallet in case there's ever a need for a gift for somebody that I forgot. I have a gift card. It's not a generic. It's a gift card to a certain place.
Yeah.
If I run across somebody that I feel as though I need to give a present to or whatever, that's what that's for.
Yeah, that's nice.
Don't come out and tell me it's your birthday after the show. This is to Olive Garden. This is something special.
See, I'm
fine with me.
My conflict with Christmas.
Tour of Italy.
And I know we're getting late as hell, but I'll say this as quick as I can. My conflict with Christmas has always been, same thing with Christmas and Thanksgiving both, family holidays, right? Well, my family's about all dead. My mama doesn't celebrate holidays, really, to speak of.
Yes.
She just isn't into anything. I mean, that's just, I'm not.
She gave you a check for Christmas 1 year.
Most years, yeah. I'm not trying to down her or anything like that. I'm not trying to be mean to her. She just doesn't celebrate much of anything, and hobbies, not really.
Yeah.
She reads and does crossword puzzles, and that's about it. And she don't really like people that much, but that's just who she is.
Mm-hmm.
So people always are so down about having to hang out with their family on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, I have kind of a chosen family of my close friends I consider my family, like some of the Sibilios and you, Matthew.
What was that second?
Well, you know, just because there's a bunch of them, but you go top of the list. Full disclosure, top of the list is you.
Whatever.
But then when it comes to those family holidays, like my chosen family is all hanging out with these blood relatives they don't necessarily like as much as we like each other.
Here, here.
And then I'm just out in the cold. But I'm inside a warm house.
You've come to a Christmas of mine, and you've come to one or two Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
And never came back.
Well,
one of them he had to go all the way to Blue Ridge for at the Cousin Benji's house.
Absolutely.
The fireman over there at Holly Springs.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I bet.
That was fun. This year I'll go to a soup kitchen or something.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Make it meaningful.
Why not?
Volunteer?
Yeah. I don't want to go eat there. I want to go help people.
Oh, okay.
I want to go do good.
All right.
I want to go hug people and make them happy.
Oh, such a lover on the show. So movies out this weekend, Bad Times at the El Royale. Jeff Bridges isn't in that. R-rated, and then Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween with Jack Black.
Yeah.
Also out, First Man, the Neil Armstrong.
I want to see that.
The first walk on the moon story.
I want to see that. And I really want to see that. I have a lot to say about the moon. I may see that this weekend, come back and talk about it on Monday.
Yeah. Do it. We'll talk about it Monday.
I don't know if we went to the moon.
Well, we'll talk about it Monday.
And your favorite actor, Notebook, is in there. You call him Notebook.
Notebook will be there.
Ryan Gosling.
What a great headline segment, Paige. Aww. One of the best.
Strong as hell.
I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you so much. When we come back, we'll give you a rundown of Monday, plus that TSL coming up. Jimmy's got that for you. And on top of that, the P1 payoff in mere moments. Hold on.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
It is good. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Again, tonight, Swamp Rabbits, opening night. Jimmy, Jack, Jackie, and I will be there. Come out and see us there. And then tomorrow night, Mad World Haunted Attractions. The word to text is...
Trick. Still trick. You can buy them there. We updated the link so you can still buy them at getmyperks.com. If you text trick to 72341.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Mad World Haunted Attractions. Paige, you got your $1,000. You go rock your work. Worst of the Rise Guys tomorrow morning. Fat Boy at 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6 Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Take a look, guys. Hold up. Jethro, who you want to say hello to real quick? I promised you.
Hey, Jules. And Zaylee, and see you guys at the hockey game tonight.
There we go. All right. Swamp Rabbits tonight. Everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.